One more time. Congratulate 7 people and tell them congratulations, congratulations, you made it. Congratulations for seeing the last Sunday of the year 2024. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we magnify you. Give him the praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone here to this excited Sunday service. The very last one for the year is what we call a spiritual stock-taking service and an appreciation service. And the subject this morning is celebrating the help of God. Celebrating the help of God. We are going to be understanding the help of God. We are going to also understand how to celebrate the help of God. And then we are going to understand the dividends or benefits of celebrating the help of God. Understanding the help of God, celebrating the help of God, understanding how what it takes to celebrate the help of God, and then understanding the dividends of celebrating the help of God. In 1 Samuel chapter 7 and in verse 12, the children of Israel had a confrontation with the Philistines. And after it was all over, Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Hitherto has the Lord helped us." In 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 26, the children of the Levites embarked upon a journey. And when it came to pass, when God helped the Levites that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams, when God helped the Levites. By way of introduction, it's very important to know that one of the greatest assets of anybody's life is the help of God. The help of God. The help of God is behind the making of man. The help of God, when you merge it with the mercy of God and you merge it with the grace of God, is possibly responsible for life itself. Truth is, many of us would have been forgotten since, would have long become history. Many of us right here, many of us hearing what I'm saying now, would have become history long ago, but for the help of God. Hallelujah. How much men hate us. How much people wish we don't exist at all, but for the help of God. And so we are here today to celebrate the help of God. On this last Sunday of the year 2024, we are here to celebrate the help of God. Now, what is in the help of God? What is in the help of God that calls for celebration? Number one, in 1 Samuel chapter 7, where we read from verse 9, when the Philistines were gathered against Israel, from verse 7, the Philistines gathered against Israel, and they were determined, they heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah. The lords of the Philistines went up against Israel, and when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. But victory was the outcome. Now, number one, the help of God is our escape route from the threat and wrath of the enemy. From both the threat and the wrath of the enemy. It's our escape route. God helping us forbids the enemy from accomplishing or actualizing their threat and wrath. The help of God is our escape route from the threat, both the threat and the wrath of the enemy. Many of us are familiar with the threat of the enemy. You have been threatened before, maybe 10 years ago, 5 years ago, at the beginning of the year, but you are still here. You have experienced the wrath of the enemy. You've seen some people spoke to you on phone or in confrontation, and it was as if they would have swallowed you up on the spot. But you are still here. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12 and in verse 11, Peter was speaking when he came out. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." That is what the help of God does. It frustrates negative human expectations, the wrath of the enemy, the threat of the enemy. And I believe there's somebody sitting here today that has been a victim of this help of God that rescued you from the threat of hell and rescued you from the wrath of Satan and will continue to rescue you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Number two, the help of God is the secret of victory in battle. Now we are not talking of threat now. We are not talking of wrath now. We are talking of active battle now. The enemy did not just threaten you. He didn't just get angry with you. He engaged you in battle. It is the help of God that is the secret of victory in battle. The children of Israel had that battle with the Philistines. And where we read again in 1 Samuel 7 and in verse 12. And God showed up for them. And they could not be devoured. The reason why, beloved, the reason why the battles that came up against you this year did not consume you was the help of God. The reason why you fought battles as if you never fought was the help of God. The reason why the battles of your life has not consumed you and will never consume you is the help of God. This morning, I announce and I decree today, everyone in the midst of any current battle that is still on us at this day of the year, I decree the battle expires today in the name of Jesus, and that battle shall not follow you into the year 2025. In the name of Jesus, receive the help of God for the termination of the battles now, in Jesus' name. The termination of the battles, the help of God, is the secret of victory in battles. Why the battles that came against you did not consume you is the help of God. Number three, the help of God is the secret of successful ventures. That is, you started and you finished. In 1 Chronicles chapter 15, and in verse 26, the children of Israel embarked upon a journey. And the journey was to successfully convey the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from the place of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, into the land of Judah, of Israel. And when, now, somebody else tried before, but couldn't succeed. But when they successfully conveyed that ark and it arrived safely, they saw the help of God and they gave thanks in offerings and sacrifices. The help of God is the secret of successful ventures. What is the meaning of that? The help of God is the secret of starting projects and finishing them. Starting projects and finishing them. It is the process of successfully executing agendas. Whatever. Now, there are many who started but never finished. Especially when the projects are risky, like this one. It is the help of God that makes you to start and makes you to finish. I don't know what you started this year that is yet to be completed. I announce today, by the help of God, you shall complete and conclude successfully in the name of Jesus Christ. And what you are going to start in the year coming shall be started and concluded successfully. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Hallelujah. And point number four is very, very strategic. The help of God is the secret of surviving what consumed others. Surviving What consumed others is the function of the help of God. We saw it already in 1 Chronicles chapter 15 and in verse 26. Surviving what consumed others. You know the man Uzzah was the first man that was attempting with the others to carry the ark. But Uzzah died when he attempted to support the ark in the course of going to the land of Israel. He was consumed. But this other set of Levites embarked on the same project, but they were not consumed. And they recognize that as the help of God. The help of God is the secret of surviving what consumed others. It is the secret of triumphing where others were terminated. Triumphing where others were terminated. It is the secret of confronting and surviving danger is the help of God. Do you understand that many were terminated in your place of work? And it was not because you are more intelligent than them, or you were more faithful at duty, but just the help of God. That many in your category and in your capacity were attacked and afflicted with a certain plague. People died left and right, but you stood. It is the help of God. It is the help of God that is the secret of surviving what consumed others. In the name of Jesus, the Bible said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near you. I announce today, by the help of God, you shall be standing where others are on the floor. In the name of Jesus, by the help of God, you are crossing over successfully and triumphantly. You believe it, shall the Lord say, amen. Somebody leave your hands and say, the help of God. Again, in the name of Jesus, I receive the help of God today in Jesus' name. So shall it be. Give the Lord a big clap of hand and take your seat. The help of God is the secret of surviving what consumed others. Number five, the help of God is the secret of sustained progress. The secret of sustained progress. Progress that is sustained. Paul the Apostle in Acts chapter 26 verse 22 said, he said, having obtained the help of God, I continue. Sustained progress. The help of God is the secret of continuity of life's effort. That your effort, your progress is sustained. You continue. The help of God is the secret of going without stopping halfway. Do you understand what I'm saying? I will never, never stop my journey halfway. Halfway until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Halfway until I reach my home. Maybe I'll call it the help of God would be the secret of a finisher's mantle, a finisher's grace. Starting and finishing, continuing. Literally, actually continuing. Just being on the journey. Just being on and on and on and on. And not stopping halfway. There are those who stop projects halfway. There are those who stop schooling halfway. There are those who stop many things halfway. But by the help of God, you started it, you completed. And you are continuing by the help of God. I declare today, anybody that is trying to be weary by the devil, I declare that that agenda of weariness be arrested in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not weary you. The enemy will not tire you. The enemy will not slow you down. I declare your continuity by the help of God in the name of Jesus. One more time, lift your hands and say, Father, I receive your help in Jesus' precious name. Number six is like unto the last number. The help of God is the secret of motion despite resistance. It is the secret of motion despite resistance. It is the secret of progress despite confrontations. It is the secret of motion despite resistance. The secret of progress despite confrontations, despite distractions, or despite detractors. Acts 26, 22 again. There was nobody as confronted as Paul, the apostle. Distracted and detracted. But he said, I continue. There were distractions, but I continued. There were confrontations, but I continued. There were detractors, but I continued. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? And I want to let you know, if you are going somewhere meaningful, there'll be distractions, there'll be detractors. If you are going somewhere meaningful, there'll be confrontations. But if God is helping you, you don't need to bother about the confrontation, because no confrontation can ever stop a God-ordained destination. Hallelujah. By the help of God, it is possible to progress as if the devil and his agents don't exist. By the help of God, it's possible to continue as if the devil and his agents are doing nothing. I announce to you today, by this help of God that is upon your life right now, despite confrontations, despite resistances, I declare, receive help in the name of Jesus. Receive help now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. And thank you, Elion. In Jesus' name. Number 7, the help of God is the secret of kingdom assignment. He said, having obtained help of God, I continue this day witnessing, both to small and great. Witnessing. Kingdom assignment is by the help of God. Kingdom service is achievable by the help of God. There are so many Christians who cannot preach to anybody. They can't witness to nobody. They sit in church for many years doing nothing for God. If you are able to do this for God, if you are able to witness to people, you are able to reach out for the salvation of souls, you are able to touch lives, you are able to do this and able to do that, it is by the help of God. The help of God is the secret of effective and successful kingdom service. Today, I release help for somebody to serve in the name of Jesus. I release help for somebody to witness in the name of Jesus. I release help for somebody to impact your generation in the name of Jesus. Receive that help now in Jesus' precious name. Finally, number 8, the help of God is the secret of supernatural speed and acceleration. In 1 Kings chapter 18 and in verse 46. 1 Kings chapter 18 and in verse 46. And the Bible says, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. Now, the hand of the Lord is referring to the helping hand of God was on Elijah. And he gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. He gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel by the help of the Lord. The hand of the Lord was on Elijah and he ran. When the hand of the Lord is upon you, the helping hand of God is the secret of supernatural speed and acceleration. When the helping hand of God is upon you, your effort is magnified. When the helping hand of God is upon you, your effort is magnified. You put up minimal effort, you put forth minimal effort, and you experience massive effect. It is called the help of God. Other people just labor so much, but they don't see as much. But when you have the help of God, minimal effort produces maximal effect. When you have the help of God upon you, one step of yours can produce the result of about 1,000 steps. Is somebody here today? When you have the help of God, you go ahead and you overtake even those who started before you. You overtake those who were ahead of you. The help of God makes you see more results than those who started their effort before you. That was what happened to Elijah. The hand of God was upon him, and even though he was running on foot, he ran faster than chariots. The help of God makes you to see more results even than people who have more expertise. That's right. People who have more expertise, you see more results even than people who have more intelligence and more knowledge. You see more results by the help of the Lord. I prophesy to somebody here today, help is coming your way. Now somebody said, it shared with me a very touching testimony. Was handed over a shop where they were selling 50,000 a day and nothing beyond 70,000, maximum 100,000 a day. And this person was handed over that shop, a church person, a member of this church, anointed, and then began to sell 200,000, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 in one day in the same shop. Until the owner of the shop said, "What is happening here?" He said, I have the anointing of God. It is the influence of the Spirit that I carry that is at work here. Everything just transformed in one day because somebody who is helped by God showed up in that place. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He magnifies your effort. He amplifies your effort. And I'm sure there are people here, you have experienced such help this year. That is why we are here to celebrate God. I prophesy to you today, even before this year is out, you will see that kind of help of God that will magnify your effort, amplify your steps, and amplify your impact in the name of Jesus. Receive it now, and capacity to go ahead even those who went before you. Hallelujah. This is, please be seated, this is the help of God we have come to celebrate. One more time by way of recap, what is in the help of God that we should celebrate? Number one, the help of God is our escape route from both the threat and the wrath of the enemy. You are threatened. They were angry, but they could do nothing against you. Number two, the help of God is the secret of victory in battle. In the face of battle, his help. Number three, the help of God is the secret of successful ventures. You started it, you finished it. Especially what consumed others. Number four, the help of God is the secret of surviving what consumed others. Number five, the help of God is the secret of sustained progress. Having obtained help of God, I continue this day. Number six, the help of God is the secret of motion despite resistance. Hallelujah. Number seven, the help of God is the secret of kingdom assignment. You can work harder for God in 2025 if you can receive more of his help. And number six, eight, the help of God is the secret of supernatural speed and celebration. Anybody ready for the help of God? Give him a big clap and a shout of victory. Shout a louder shout of victory. Say, I receive your help, Lord. I receive your help, Lord. I receive your help, Lord. I thank you for your help, Lord. All right, anybody who has received and experienced any form of help, maybe escape from danger, maybe continuity, whatever, you have experienced one help or the other in the year, those we have mentioned and those we have not mentioned, give him a bigger clap and a louder shout of victory. Hallelujah! Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your help. For it's not of him that we let or run it, but of God that showeth mercy and help. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give him the praise and take your seat as we round off with, how do we celebrate the help of God? How do we celebrate the help of God? We are here today to celebrate the help of God. How do we celebrate it? Number one, with testimonies of his acts in our lives and endeavors. We celebrate his help with testimonies of his acts in our lives and endeavors. In Psalm 103, verse 1, all the way to verse 5, he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." We bless him. In Judges chapter 5 and in verse 11, he said, "There they shall rehearse, they that are delivered from the noise of the hedgers, in the places of drawing water. There shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord, even the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gates. They shall rehearse." So today is the day of rehearsing the righteous acts of the Lord. As many of us have testimonies that are pending, things that God has done drastic. If you haven't shared it this year, I'm sure we're going to have a long line when it's time to praise and celebrate. But I want you to position yourself, and as many as we can take today, we might take the balance at the cross overnight. But let's appreciate God. You celebrate his help with testimonies of his acts. And number two, we celebrate his help with praise and worship. With praise and worship. Explosive praise. Extensive dance. Worship. We celebrate him. In Psalm 42 and in verse 5. Psalm 42 And in verse 5, the Bible said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. I will praise him for the help of his countenance. I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. I shall praise him. Why? For his help. We praise him for his help. When it is time for praise, we are going to do one of the most extensive praises we have done this year. Today, being the very last Sunday of the month. And when it is time, I'd like us to praise as extensively as possible. The front is free, and ensure that you dance and celebrate. And let God know that you appreciate his help. Hallelujah. Finally, we celebrate his help with sacrifices and offerings. Yes. Yes, Lord, I'm not here to say you help me with mouth. I am here to say thank you. You see, in First Chronicles, where we read already, chapter 15, verse 26, when the Levites saw that they were helped of God, they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. You might carry a thanksgiving offering, a seed, a sacrifice, and say, Lord, you have done this for me this year, and I did not deserve it. I am grateful. And I am thankful. And we do that with sacrifices. Now, finally, what happens when we celebrate the help of God? What do we expect when we celebrate the help of God like we are about to do right now? Number one, when we celebrate the help of God, God is honored. And when man honors God, God honors man. God is honored. In Psalm 29 and in verse 2, he said, give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. God is honored. It is due for us to say thank you for his help. And when we honor God, he honors us. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30b. 1 Samuel 2 and in verse 30b, he said, but now the Lord said, be it far from me, for them that honor me will I honor. I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. If you want to know who God has honored, look at the case of Mordecai. This is the man the king has honored. God will just position you and make you celebrated in your generation when you honor him. So when we say thank you, when we celebrate his help as we are about to do right now, we honor God. And when God is honored, man is honored. Number two, when we celebrate God with appreciation, we experience multiplication. Because appreciation brings multiplication. When we celebrate God with appreciation, we experience multiplication. Because appreciation brings multiplication. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19 said, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Multiplication happens. Anything you thank God for multiplies. So when we thank God for his help multiplies in our lives. I believe there are people here today who are about to experience multiplied help from heaven, multiplied help from above. And if you are that one, say a loud amen. Hallelujah. Finally, when we celebrate God's help, God perfects that which remains. He perfects it. Whatever remains is perfected. Appreciation brings perfection. He completes what needs to be completed. That's right. In Psalm 138 verse 8, he said, thou wilt perfect that which concerneth me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine hands. When there was appreciation because at least 5 loaves and 2 fishes were available, God perfected it until it became enough to do the people. You see, if there is anything that is not yet perfect in your life in 2024, as we pull the trigger of celebrating his help today, I believe that he will cause it to be perfected. You believe that? Say it louder. Amen. You believe that? Say it louder. Amen. Is there anybody here who has experienced the help of God in the year 2024? Any slight help at all? You know that when you slept and you woke up, it was his help. Any slight help at all? Stand up on your feet and let's give him a shout of victory. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. And thank you, Elohim, in the name of Jesus Christ. Before we proceed into explosive praise for the next 15 minutes, explosive praise, like never before. Yes, end of year praise. Yeah, the last Sunday praise is something else. Explosive praise. Don't think about, I couldn't get married, or I don't have a child. Forget about all that right now. And just go on in explosive praise. Before we do that, the Bible said, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. If there is any trace of ungodliness, unrighteousness, unholiness in your life that has the capacity to interfere with your praise, you are going to ask God for mercy right now. Anywhere you are, place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Everywhere around the world, in all our locations, I'm going to lead this prayer right now. But at the end of the day, when the praise is over, I will call you forward to come forward. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You want an addiction broken, a negative lifestyle broken also? Also, place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. On this last Sunday of the year 2024, what a great time to hand over your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. It is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I know you meant that prayer, and I know you will never remain the same. Let me know that you pray that prayer, and those of us here tonight, today, at the end of this praise, will call you forth to officially hand you over to our counselors. But right now, lift up your hands. And if there is anything you are going to praise God for, I think where we start from is to try and identify, if time permits you, to identify things you want to, that's what we call spiritual stock taking. Things you want to appreciate God for. Right? I think we can just take our seat, even if it is for 5 minutes, 3-5 minutes, and just take stock. Write it down. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. These are matters I want to thank God for. I don't care whatever was not working, but this one worked. I don't care whatever did not come to pass, but this happened for me. I have life. Put that together while we go gently on the music and the background for the next few minutes. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Let's do it. I think 2 minutes will be enough. Let's go ahead and get it on. And then we'll come back into praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, your presence makes me whole.
You have your papers in your hands. Wave it to the King of Kings and thank him. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Thank you for this list of appreciation and list of thanksgiving. We worship you. We honor you. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. We're about to start for the next 15 minutes, explosive praise, appreciation like you've never done before, like you've never danced and celebrated this year. So that for the next 48 hours, anything that needs to be perfected in your life, God will perfect it. Now, there are outstanding testimonies we have not taken yet. This is part of your celebrating his health. Ministers will wait for you right there, and we shall be taking those testimonies. Hallelujah. Stomp on your feet and give him a shout of victory as we move now into praise and celebration. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can somebody give God a shout of praise? Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For your love. Oh, it's a thank you, Lord. We are grateful.
Celebrate your way into 2025. Somebody here, there shall be no breaking down. There shall be no depression. There shall be no sadness. So shall you celebrate in praise across 2025 in the name of Jesus. Please walk up to five people and tell them congratulations, congratulations for your celebration. Congratulations, congratulations for your celebration. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.